Cooler temperatures and higher humidity are aiding crews battling wildfires in the interior. The biggest blaze, the Broken Snowshoe Fire northeast of McGrath, doubled in size to nearly 12,000 acres Tuesday. But State Fire Information Officer Andy Alexandro says west winds are now pushing flames away from the populated area along the Kuskokwim River.
So that better protects McGrath right now from the Broken Shoe Fire. It'll be monitored very, very closely, but I don't believe the anticipated activity would carry the Broken Shoe across the Kuskokwim.
Alexandro says a beefed-up force of about 200 firefighters is working to protect remote private property in the area.
The threat is homesteads along the Takotna River to the west of the fire and cabins along the Kuskokwim to the east of the fire.
The Broken Snowshoe Fire is one of 12 active fires in the western interior, several of which are getting attention from firefighters. Across the state, there are dozens of fires, but mostly in remote areas where there is no threat to human life or property. Alaska Fire Service spokesman Doug Stockdale says a large fire in the eastern interior is still a concern.
The Old Man Fire, which is in the Chicken area, that went from about 800 acres to about 1,000 acres. So we're still looking at that one and putting resources on that one.
Federal fire personnel are also keeping an eye on two fires in Denali National Park. Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says precautions are being taken to protect some historic structures.
We have a couple of old patrol cabins that were put up by the early rangers. And we are taking precautions, putting in pumps and things like that should the fires approach them to actually physically threaten the buildings.
Pfister says the fires are near the border of the original Mount McKinley National Park between the Toklat and East Fork Rivers. The Alaska Fire Service's Stockdale says weather conditions should help slow fires statewide for the next few days.